Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to tell you what's normal. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Building resilience through self-reflection. But hold on tight, because we're doing it without the crutch of social media. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to these curated, filtered versions of people online? Like everyone else is winning except for you? Yeah, me too, buddy. That's why I'm here to help us break free from that cycle and find true strength in ourselves, without the noise. Now, before you hit that unsubscribe button thinking this is some hippy-dippy self-help session, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a hermit living off the grid. It's about reclaiming your mental space, understanding your own values, and building that inner resilience that lets you weather any storm life throws your way. And trust me, in today's world, we need that strength more than ever. So, here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we journey down this path. First things first, acknowledge the impact of social media on your well-being. We're not saying it's inherently evil, there's good stuff out there. But constantly scrolling through those highlight reels can mess with your self-esteem and leave you feeling inadequate. You know that feeling when you see someone's vacation pics and suddenly feel like your life is dull in comparison? Yeah, we've all been there. It's a slippery slope, my friends. Next up, embrace the power of solitude. Remember those old school days when people actually talked to each other face to face? Crazy, right? But seriously, spending time alone allows for introspection. You can finally hear your own thoughts without that constant digital chatter drowning them out. Go for a walk in nature, grab a good book, journal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts and feelings. Thirdly, cultivate mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment. When you're caught up in the swirl of social media, it's easy to forget what's truly important. Practice paying attention to your senses. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Savor the taste of your coffee. Listen to the birds singing. By grounding yourself in the present, you build resilience and reduce stress. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. This is crucial. Decide how much time you want to spend on social media each day, and stick to it. Don't be afraid to mute or unfollow accounts that bring you down or trigger negative emotions. Remember, your mental health is a priority, so protect it. Finally, remember that building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Okay, picture this. Sarah is stuck in a rut. She feels overwhelmed by work, anxious about social events, and constantly comparing herself to others on Instagram. Her phone is glued to her hand, scrolling through endless feeds of seemingly perfect lives. She starts feeling more disconnected from the real world and less confident in her own skin. Sound familiar? Maybe it's you, maybe it's a friend. But this is where self-reflection comes in. Sarah decides to take a break from social media, just for a week. During that time, she rediscovers the joy of reading, goes for long walks in nature, and starts journaling her thoughts and feelings. She realizes how much time and energy she's wasted on comparing herself to others, and instead, she focuses on her own strengths and goals. Sarah feels more present, more confident, and more in control of her life. That's the power of self-reflection. It allows you to break free from those limiting beliefs and step into your authentic self. You don't need social media validation. You have the strength within you to build a life that truly matters. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate resilience through self-reflection without the constant distraction of social media. Remember, it's about reclaiming your mental space, understanding your values, and building that inner strength to navigate life's challenges with grace and confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to navigating social media? Have you ever tried taking a break and what was the outcome? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery for more daily doses of sanity. Until next time, stay connected to yourself, not just your devices.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.